And now dictation for Jan Hubble, H-U-B-B-E-L-L, March 1348. Addresses a letter, Dr. Ferguson, 668-0423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, follow up for Mr. Hubble. He goes by Ken. Last visit in March, chronic kidney disease. Underwent coronary artery stent. Later on, TAVR for severe aortic stenosis. All done at Midland without complications. Stools are dark, but he takes iron. There was concern for ascites, but ultrasound shows no fluid. There is some nocturia, but no incontinence, infection, cloudiness, or blood. Presently, no vomiting, dysphagia, no abdominal pain, no chest pain palpitation or increase of dyspnea, no use of oxygen. He is on a high dose of diuretics with significant improvement of edema. Follows with congestive heart failure clinic, trying to do low salt and low fluid. No gross orthopnea PND, review system done, medication list review, weight review at home from September has come down from 191 to presently 175, 176. Next paragraph, medication list review, notice high dose of torsemide, 100 milligrams twice a day, on potassium replacement, iron, Jardians, Plavix, atorvastatin, Coric, and also Eplerenone, E-P-L-E-R-E-N-O-N-E. Next paragraph, present weight 180 in the office. Blood pressure 106.55, lungs are completely clear, no gross arrhythmia, minor increase of S2, no significant murmurs, no pericardial rap, obesity of the abdomen, no tenderness. Today, around the ankles, 2 plus edema at the most, no focal deficits, normal speech. Next paragraph, recent chemistry, September, creatinine 1.3, stable. The electrolyte acid base the chemistries are from October. The creatinine is stable, 1.49 for a GFR of 48, a normal potassium, high bicarbonate from high dose of diuretics, relatively low sodium at 134, elevated glucose close to 200, normal calcium. I reviewed the echo a few days ago, October, ejection fraction 64%, enlargement of atria, the presence of the bioprosthetic valve. There is moderate tricuspid regurgitation, a component of diastolic dysfunction. The last CBC is from September, anemia 9.1, chronically low platelets, a low normal white blood cell. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, chronic kidney disease, which appears to be a stable, no progression, recent cardiac events, coronary artery disease, stenting, aortic stenosis, valve replacement, preserved ejection fraction, edema improving, is known to have liver cirrhosis from prior alcohol abuse. There is, however, no ascites. His spleen was considered normal size. He does have, however, pancytopenia. If possible, cardiology will decrease diuretics as his presently lungs are completely clear, tolerating Jardiance without infection. Continue to monitor chemistries, including potassium replacement, given that he is taking aldosterone antagonist. He follows congestive heart failure clinic. We'll see him back on the next 4 months or so. End of dictation.